96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. The holidays are times for family get-togethers, time to reconnect with loved ones. But for married couples, sometimes the in-laws are not the ones they're most excited about reconnecting with. So how do you get along with in-laws that aren't warm and fuzzy, to say the best, during the holidays? Well, here to help you get through the holidays with the least amount of trouble regarding your in-laws are Dr. Roz Aker-Black. She's a psychologist and relationship expert, and Christian marriage counselor James Marshall. Lines are open if you have a question or a comment or problems with your in-laws and you are trying to just get through it. Lines are open at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Comment on my Facebook page at facebook.com/HaroldFisherWHUR, or you can follow us on Twitter at DailyDrumWHUR or HFisherWHUR. So, good to see you all.
Hi.
All right.
Be back, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you so much for coming back. And you guys are, okay, we've got to put this disclaimer in here. You've got to qualify, not your credentials. Everybody cool with their in-laws?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm totally blessed. I have wonderful in-laws.
Yeah, I got lucky this time.
Okay, there you go. All right, so now that you've both been vetted.
Right.
Okay, so let's start off at the top, because often you pick your spouse, and doing that is difficult, you know, enough. But when you are dealing with in-laws, you don't always get the brass ring with in-laws that you may get with a spouse. Why is that, Dr. Rose?
Well, you fall in love with your spouse, and probably before you meet the parents, you're probably already in love with the spouse. And so at that point, you have to make a conscious decision, and it really is about you and how you interpret what's going on in the situation. So if you're in a space of being able to understand your in-laws, because the truth of the matter is your spouse is probably functioning, in the way that their parents have raised them. So you've already dealt with it. You've already accepted it in your spouse. And so you just have to get into a space of being able to understand that within the in-laws and being open to the process. Sometimes we get caught up in the idea of the in-laws are trying to tell you what to do and that kind of thing. And there's a gracious way to say, well, thank you. But this is how we've decided to do this. It's just ways that you can do it. You just have to be open to it and patient enough to understand where your in-laws are coming from.
James, is the problem often more severe for women than it is for men in dealing with in-laws? Because often we hear the women complaining about in-law problems, but the guys usually don't have a lot of drama with the in-laws, do they?
Well, I wouldn't say that guys don't have drama. Guys often don't speak about the drama. And, the drama is sort of the same amount of drama. It's just that oftentimes the sisters tend to be more vocal about it. You know, they're going to, claim their space and say, this is what's going to happen in my house. This is what's not going to happen. Whereas the guys can kind of retreat to the man cave or stay away from the big discussions and go into their closet, so to speak, and wait until they leave. But, sisters are going to be a little bit more engaging than the guys.
Biggest problem, Dr. Roz, when it comes to in-laws, is it that sometimes parents have difficulty letting go of their children? Do they perhaps expect that their child will have the kind of marriage that they did? Or what do you see as some of the biggest issues?
I'll tell you, the biggest issue is understanding boundaries. That's the core of it all. If you don't set up a boundary within your relationship and expect people to respect your boundaries, then you're going to have all kinds of issues. So you'll hear where the wife is upset because the husband is not on her side and he's taking his mom's side. And so that becomes a threat to the relationship because your wife or your spouse should be first. I mean, that's who you're sharing a life with. And so you really have to get into a space of defining the boundaries of what your relationship is going to look like and how everyone else is going to respect your relationship. So it's not so much as parents can't let go. It's so much as the couple has not set the boundaries of their relationship.
Interesting. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. We're talking about getting along with difficult in-laws during the holidays. And certainly it doesn't necessarily just have to be during the holidays, but often you don't get a chance to spend a lot of time with your in-laws if they're out of town and maybe they're coming in to visit. So certainly this can be a bit of a stressful time. So give us a call, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Nicole, calling from Upper Marlboro, what's on your mind?
Okay, so I don't know if this is a question or how to put this, but my partner's family, they hate my guts.
Are you sure? That sounds so severe. Are you sure it's hate and maybe... But go ahead. I'll let you tell the tale. Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah. So, anyway. So, I'm the second, not the first. I'm just about to be the second we're engaged. So, obviously, he was married before. They have kids. And so, nobody likes, obviously, our situation. And I get that. I can totally respect that. But so the families kind of got together, and they're like, okay, we're not going to ever come to your house. Hmm. If I see my son, I'm only going to see him at the ex-wife's house.
Huh. Wow.
You said they don't like, what's your situation? You said they don't like our situation. What is your situation?
They don't want us to be married. They want him to go back and...
Oh, with the other...
ex-wife.
Oh, I see. Okay, so James, you want to jump in and help them with that one?
Yeah, that's tough. You know, I think the first thing to do is always get full understanding of the situation. We need to know exactly that that's their sentiment and not just a general understanding based on perception.
No, that is her sentiment. She's like, I'm never coming to your house.
Wow, she said that to you.
I see you.
Is that, did she say it was because... She doesn't want her son to be married to you?
Yes. She's like, I don't want to meet you. I don't want to know you. I don't like the situation. You're a homewrecker.
Wow.
I'm not the reason why they broke up. They broke up long before he and I ever moved in together.
And how does your husband manage it or your fiance manage it?
Well, they just keep everybody separate. And, you know, for me, it's really hard to deal with because I'm a happy-go-lucky, I'm a people person, and anyone I've dated in the past, like, their family is really... like me. Even after the relationship has ended, they really still like me and respected me. So it's really hard having someone, for one, not like you, and for two, just that adamant.
So how should she handle it? She says that her fiance is keeping everyone separate, but can you keep everyone separate forever?
Yeah.
Because
that's what I'm like. You can't. Somebody's going to lose out in the deal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I Nicole, I'm sorry to hear about your situation.
Because like me, we're about to be married. Even if we never got married, we're about to have a child.
Oh.
So
oh.
We're not going to be separate. Well, actually, technically, yeah, because if they keep this up, I'm not a bitter person, but I'm getting there. And I kind of want to tell them, you'll never see your grandchild. Never.
Okay. Help her out, Dr. Rod, real quick, please.
Well, Nicole, let me say this because, I'm sorry about your situation. I'm sorry that you're going through that, especially with you being pregnant. That's not the type of stress that you need at this time. But what I would like to say to you at this point is don't let someone else change who you are. You said that you're happy-go-lucky, that people like you. And if that's who you are, then you just have to show grace and, you know, not let them determine your behavior. And as hard as that may be, you have to set an example for the life that you're carrying right now. So even if the grandparent is acting that way, there's nothing you can do to change someone else's behavior. So all you can do is manage yours. And your husband's going to have to make a decision. It goes back to what I was speaking about earlier in terms of setting those boundaries. He's going to have to set a boundary. And if the grandmother is choosing not to see your child and is choosing to see the other child, well, he also has a say-so in that. So it may be a very hard decision that he has to make with his mother, But at the end of the day, if he's going to take you as his wife, if he's going to, he started this family with you, then mom is going to have to get on board. She's going to have to understand it. And if she doesn't, that's not something you can't worry about that because you can't change her behavior.
Yeah. Well, Nicole, thank you so much for sharing with us. And certainly good luck to you, not only during the holidays, but in the months and years to come. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Getting along with in-laws during the holidays and beyond. If you have a comment or a question, give us a call because our counselors are here to help. Nate, calling from Burtonsville. Thanks for calling, Nate. What's on your mind?
Sometimes it just doesn't work, period. My mother-in-law is a very condescending, domineering, nasty person that has a bitterness issue that she's been carrying for over 30 years. Mm. And it just spills over into everything she does. She dominates and manipulates my wife, and we have zero relationship. And that's how it is.
Mm. What does your wife have to say about that?
Oh, she's been manipulated by her mother for so long. She doesn't see the issue. Hmm. They went through a very bad marriage, her mother and father, and it was a very terrible, very bad split. It really scarred her and her brother. So that spilled onto her life, and the situation spilled into our house because of just the marriage. But I moved away because I wouldn't deal with her. I don't deal with her. And you can say what you want to, but I refuse to deal with a bitter person who's going to try to dominate me and my children. It's just not going to happen. And I've written her off, and that's the way it is.
Real quick, James.
Don't feel bad about it.
Well, thank you so much, Nate, for sharing that with us. Real quick, James, what are you hearing there?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know the tendency is for us to kind of mark our territory and say, you know what, no one's going to tell me what to do. I'm not about to do that. But the true road to harmony when it comes to unpleasant people is really paved with one word, and that's humility. And I have to be willing to check myself enough to say, you know, I'm going to manage my expectations and I'm going to manage my attitude and my disposition enough to be able to create harmony. Because at the end of the day, it's not the family that my wife is coming from. It's the family I'm trying to create with her. And so if I have to manage myself and temper my emotions enough to be able to manage my household well, then it's well worth it. I don't think that we should always just up and run because that doesn't change anything. It just continues to sweep the problem under the rug. And then eventually the problem is going to, you know, override things and you're not going to be free from that type of drama, even if you move away.
But it sounds to me also that there is only so much that one person can take, because mm-hmm. you may try to paint your house with kindness. And every time, you know, a bitter person comes in, you know, casting spells like Elvira. I mean, you know, how much are you going to be able to take it? How do you deal with that? That's the question I want you to answer on the other side. And we're going to continue to take phone calls. If you are having problems with in-laws and you are at wit's end, please give us a call because the lines are open. Want to try to get you through these holidays at 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. That includes Crystal calling from D.C., Mildred just calling in. We're going to take your calls as well. And, of course, we're going to continue to take your phone calls even after 7:30 on Sirius XM Channel 141. So please do not hang up. We're going to come to you in just a bit, and you will be able to hear the program. So stay with us. The Daily Drum will continue on Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR 202-319-7810. We'll be back in just a moment.